Heaven has a road, but no one walks it, by Sylvestris. Chapter 1, The Missing Piece. Xiao Xingjin was breathing. Shallow, erratic breaths, one slowly following another, but in the absolute silence of the dead city, even the whisper of sound was unmistakable. The scene seemed an inverted funeral, the white shrouded body surrounded by two dark-robed figures and one in pure white, bearing witness as the dead eased its way back into the world of the living. On a slowly rising and falling chest rested a pouch inscribed with quickly fading sigils, collapsing in on itself as though the precious thing held inside for so long had finally gone, leaving it as empty a shell as the body beneath it had been up until a few moments ago. One of Xiao Xingjin's hands twitched lightly. Even Wei Wuxian looked surprised, flute still half forgotten at his lips. Lan Wenji gave him a sharp look before turning back to the coffin, glancing briefly at the other man standing over it, clasping Xiao Xingjin's hands as though he intended to never let go, tears running down his stoic face. And if his brow softened for a moment into a twist of sympathy beneath the headband, it was soon smoothed out into his usual look of bland indifference. "You succeeded," he stated neutrally. Wei Wuxian looked up at the sound of his voice, the wide-eyed surprise quickly slipping into a pleased grin, as though he'd never doubted the outcome. "Of course," he declared, lowering the flute with a twirl. "The soul was shattered, but not completely gone. It couldn't be summoned back before, because it had no desire to exist. Once it found something worth coming back for..." For just a second, his voice stumbled over itself, and he shot Lan Wangji an almost sheepish look before straightening back into his usual swagger. "Well, that was the piece missing. Everything else was already in place. These are actually some pretty impressive spells and sigils. It just needed a final nudge to weave everything back together." A dark flurry of movements behind him made him glance over his shoulder before quickly turning back as Xiao Xingjin finally drew a deeper breath and sat up with a start. Song Lan quickly changed his grip from holding his hand to placing a supportive hand on his shoulder, but with the same unmistakable intent of never ever letting go. Xiao Xingjin took several deep breaths, swerving his head slowly as though to identify the people around him, and then his lips moved, mouth too dry to shape words. "Zijin." Song Lan's hand tightened harder on his shoulder, and his face contorted in despair, clearly wanting nothing more than speaking his presence, but unable to, voice stolen. "I am here," his quivering grip seemed to say, conveying all the heartfelt words he couldn't speak. "I am here, beside you. I will never leave you again." "Xiao Xingjin, Xishu, please don't be concerned," Wei Wuxian quickly interjected. "You may remember me, Wei Wuxian, Kangxi Sunren's son. We met many years ago in Yueyang. Song Daozhang is here, right beside you, but he can't speak." Song Lan's grip was still steady, though his hand was shaking, and Xiao Xingjin slowly turned his head in his direction. "Zijin," he whispered again. "You're here? I remember..." A tremor passed through him, and for all that he was sitting up and breathing, he still looked dead, far too pale, far too brittle. The dark shape moved more insistently behind them, but no one paid it any heed. "Careful, your soul is still only loosely tethered, Xiao Xingjin Xishu," Wei Wuxian said, placing a hand on the man's other arm. "Please try to remain calm. You shouldn't overexert yourself." Song Lan raised his other hand to grasp both Xiao Xingjin's shoulders, mouth opening and closing once, helplessly, as though trying to convey all he wished to say through touch alone. He gave the other two a look both insistent and imploring, and they all stared at each other for a moment in hopeless frustration. Then he let go of the shoulder furthest away, giving the closest a comforting squeeze, and drew Fu Xue. Mindless of dulling the edge, he slashed at the ground, and Wei Wuxian looked at him in confusion for a moment, before realization dawned, and the dry, hard ground at their feet was scorched with written characters. "Allow me to speak for Song Daozhang," Wei Wuxian said. "He writes, I came to find you. I am here. We are both here. Everything is all right now. Xiao Xingzhen drew a shaking breath and weakly reached up to close his hand over the one resting on his shoulder. Zichen, Zichen, I dreamed. I thought I... He gasped for breath, the stale, dusty air rough in the newly resurrected lungs. I thought you were dead, that I had... A grating noise cut through the silence, and the three cultivators briefly turned away from Xiao Xingzhen to look at its source with a hard glare. Xu Yang was struggling so fervently against the ropes that bound him that his feet were digging furrows into the hard ground, the look on his face something close to desperation, but his lips remained seamed firmly shut. Lan Wenji gave him a cool look before turning back to the others with the shortest of nods. I'm here, Sung Lan repeated, cutting the words onto the ground so they could be read out loud. You did nothing wrong. He tricked you. Xiao Xingzhen went paler still, the faint flush that had begun tinting his skin alive fading into dead grey again. He... Xu Yang, Wei Buxian clarified before Sung Lan could finish writing. Everything here was his machination. You are not at fault. Xu Yang, Xiao Xingzhen repeated, voice brittle and unreadable. A few feet away, the man named twisted like a hooked worm, writhing and tugging so hard at the ropes that his stab wounds were torn back open, and blood, unable to escape his locked lips, started trickling from his nose, dribbling down his chin. He looked as though, had he been able to open his mouth, he would have screamed. He has been dealt with, Lan Wenji stated coldly. He poses no threat now. Don't be concerned. Another tremor passed through Xiao Xingzhen's body, and for a moment he looked like he might just lie back down and allow the dark to reclaim him. Sung Lan's steadying hands on his shoulders held him upright, held him firmly in the light, in life. I was truly blind, he said, voice choked. I thought... But it was all a lie, all along. I was so blind. There was a mad sheen to Xu Yang's eyes behind them, bright and wet, and he tugged hard enough at the ropes that something cracked, the beam above him, or his own wrist. His mouth and nose were spilling over with so much blood he was starting to choke, and with a final exasperated glare, Lan Wenji released the spell, keeping his mouth shut. Temporary silence was desirable, permanent less so. They had still been promised answers. Retching up blood, Xu Yang threw himself as far in their direction as the bonds would allow. Xiao Xingzhen! He screamed out, the name sounding as though wrenched from some broken part deep inside. Instantly freezing, Xiao Xingzhen slowly turned his head in his direction. His supportive hands clenched down hard enough to hurt. Sung Lan sent the bleeding man a look of purest hatred, stepping in front of the white-clad Daoshi to shield him from the presence of something utterly distasteful. Xu Yang opened and closed his bloodied mouth a few times, as though he couldn't find any words to speak after that first outburst, but his fevered eyes never left the trembling man in the coffin. Xu Yang... Xiao Xingzhen repeated soundlessly, but fell silent, as though he couldn't find any words to say either. He finally turned away, leaning his head heavily on Sung Lan's shoulder, just focusing on breathing. Wei Wuxian and Lan Wenji shared a quick glance. Are you all right? Wei Wuxian asked, looking back surprisingly softly. Drawing a deep breath, Xiao Xingzhen finally raised his head and nodded, a thin veneer of habitual serenity slipping back into place, though he was still pale. I am fine, Wei Gongzi. Thank you for your concern. This is all just a lot to take in. He smiled, though it looked quite strained. Wei Wuxian nodded back with a small encouraging smile, though he could see how hollow Xiao Xingzhen's smile was. Just hold on, okay? This will all be over soon. We'll just ask a few questions, then you'll have your vengeance. Sung Lan nodded sharply, lips pressed tightly together. Xiao Xingzhen said nothing, just looked away, as though he still felt uncomfortable in his own flesh, didn't want to be here, be part of any of it. His eyes glazed over. Xiang had finally stopped struggling, as though the sight of Xiao Xingjin's face had been all that was holding him up, and now, with it turning away, he hung limply from the many ropes, like a true puppet or a funeral paper doll. Trickles of blood still dripped down his chin to pool in the furrows his feet had made. "So, Xiang," said Bei Wuxian, tapping the flute a few times in his direction. "You can speak again. Fine. Let's finish this. You made a promise, didn't you? We kept ours, so it's time to make good on yours. Aren't there a number of answers you would like to give us?" Xiang just stared glassily straight through him at Xiao Xingjin's back, as though he wasn't even there. He didn't speak. "Hey," Wei Wuxian frowned. "I helped complete your spell. You got to be here and see whether it worked. You promised names in return. Come on now, don't make this messier." Xiang's eyes never left Xiao Xingjin for a moment, and though his bloodied lips stretched almost automatically into a twisted smile, his eyes just looked tired. "Jin Guangyao, of course, my talented friend, and Su Zongju, who left here with my Yin Tiger amulet so rudely." Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji exchanged a quick look. Jin Guangyao being involved was more confirmation than revelation, but... "So, Su Zongju is the ghost-faced man?" Wei Wuxian said quietly. "That's why he fights like a Lan with influence of Jin." Lan Wangji nodded shortly, the line of his mouth tighter than usual. "Angry." Wei Wuxian looked at him a moment longer, then turned back to Xiang. "And he, Jin Zongju, you said he was behind everything? All of it?" "Yes." "Do you have proof?" Lan Wangji's tone was even colder than usual. His eyes focusing just enough to narrow scornfully at him, Xiang gave a little bark of a laughter. "Of their nefarious plans? Of course not. Lian Fangjun is not in the habit of leaving paper trails. My job is getting rid of loose ends, not preserving them." "So you really have nothing for us. I had hoped for a bit more," Wei Wuxian pouted, smacking his flute against his lower lip a few times in disappointment. "It looks like you really got the better deal out of this arrangement, didn't you? We did a lot more for you than you're giving us." Eyes wide and glassy again, Xiang's grin stretched wider, baring bloody teeth. "You're right, I can never repay this. Nothing could. But I didn't say I had nothing. Aren't you looking for poor Ti Feng Zun's corpse?" They had been on their way back from laying A Qing to rest outside the Dead City when they had come across the white bloodied tracks already turning rusty where they were thirstily absorbed by the parched ground. Hurrying their steps, they had found her killer collapsed near the entrance of the coffin house. Wei Wuxian had rolled him over, and for a moment it seemed the final effort had killed the man at last. But then an eye cracked open, and his dusty lips twitched into a ghost of his usual smile. "Xiang, Xiang," Wei Wuxian sighed, rolling his eyes. "You really never give up, do you? Did you think that we had already left so you could go back to your old hiding place and start trouble again?" "That's right," Xiang croaked. "You're so sharp as always, Wei Tianbei." Wei Wuxian gave a snort. "Like a little cockroach, you're really a hard one to kill, aren't you? After all that, you're still alive." Xiang burst into a high-pitched giggle, blood bubbling from the corner of his mouth. "Pots and kettles, Wei Tianbei. As always, you are the one a few steps ahead of me. I haven't even died once yet." Lan Wangji's mouth turned down another degree, and he placed his hand on Bijin. Wei Wuxian waved a little over his shoulder, and he stiffly let his hand fall back to his side. "You still have to do me that one small favor, Wei Tianbei," Xiang said, the manic glint back in his eyes. "I will give you information in return. A fair trade. You did come here looking for something, didn't you?" Another giggle, but after only half a moment he had to stop, drawing shaking gulps of air into his perforated lungs. Wei Wuxian gave his companion a quick glance, then looked back down. "Information?" "Yes," Xu Yang hissed, clearly only still breathing out of sheer stubborn spite. Names? You wanted to know who killed Ji Feng Zun, don't you? That same man who arranged for Jin Guangshan to die, who orchestrated the death of Jin Zixun and Jin Zixuan, and you too, Wei Tianbei. This time, Bi Qin did leave its sheath fully, pointing straight at the dying man's throat, and Wei Wuxian just stared at the man sprawled beneath him. Xu Yang tried to twist his face into a triumphant smile, but he was bleeding out fast and had to close his eyes and focus on breathing. Who killed? But that was... Wei Wuxian looked at Lan Wangji with an almost panicked stare. When Ning killed Jin Zixuan, because I lost control, there was no one else, was there? He's lying, Lan Wangji bit out. Xu Yang spent a few precious breaths on a shallow laugh. I don't lie, remember? If I say I will kill a man's entire clan... He fell silent, drawing labored breaths. Wei Wuxian held Lan Wangji's eyes a few moments longer, a desperate spark of hope flickering across his face, for an impossible absolution, or at least closure. He turned back to Xu Yang, eyes hard. You say someone was behind it, and you give us their names? Xu Yang nodded, out of air. Looking as though he could not believe what he was doing, Lan Wangji sheathed his sword and knelt at his other side, grabbing a limp wrist and starting to transfer Qi to keep the dying man alive a while longer. Xu Yang shot a white-clad cultivator, healing him a strange, dark-eyed smile before looking back to Wei Wuxian. All those answers, and all you have to do is complete that one little spell. Everything is already arranged. If anyone can do it, it's you. You must know it can't work, said Wei Wuxian impatiently. I told you. You told me there might be a small chance, a sliver of a chance. You have to at least try. Xu Yang was breathing hard, the smile replaced by something hovering perfectly between furious and desperate. Some fighting spirit returning to him as his wounds were healing over, the bleeding slowing. Wei Wuxian frowned back, clearly torn. I'm not helping you bring him back for some more of your twisted games. You've made him suffer enough. Xu Yang sighed and stared past him into the heavy, overcast skies. Ah, but what about poor, broken Song Daojiang? Don't you think he wants to see his friend again? You would do it for him, wouldn't you? Shouldn't you? Wei Wuxian gave a scoff, clearly angrier than he was letting on. You really are something. Are you that proud to need to see your handiwork through to see if your spells will work? Xu Yang looked back at him and narrowed his eyes with a smile. Of course. Play your flute, Wei Tianbai. Give it your best try, and then I will tell you everything. Nie Mingzhe's corpse was every bit as well preserved as Xiao Xingjin's had been, with one rather glaring exception. His head? Even Wei Wuxian sounded somewhat appalled. Where's his head? Too breathless to laugh anymore, Xu Yang just grinned widely at him, hanging limp in the web of robes. Lian Fangjun kept it for a souvenir. You'll have to ask him. Did you do this? Wei Wuxian snarled, a proper feral yielding Lao Tzu snarl, rounding on him with his flute raised more threateningly than any sword. Yes, and no. It was a collaborative effort, like all true art. Xu Yang tried to laugh, but it turned into a rather weak, bloodied cough. Still leaning on Sung Lan's shoulder, Xiao Xingjin shuddered and turned away, and the smile slowly slid off Xu Yang's face like water off oiled leather. He hung his head with a tired sigh. The details hardly matter, do they? You're just wasting your time now, Wei Tianbei. You completed the spell, and I told you what you wanted to know. Fun as it is to talk to you, we all have better things to do. Like die? Wei Wuxian said, as though he couldn't settle on angry or incredulous. He received a darkly amused look from under Xu Yang's low brows, but even he could see the smile was only pasted on for show by now. Yes, if you make poor Song Daojiang wait much longer for his revenge, he'll lose out to the crows. There was a point there, between the recovering Shao Xingjin, what was left of Nie Mingzhe, and the strung-up, bled-out Xue Yang. The latter could honestly be said to look the most dead. Wei Wuxian looked around at his companions and received a minute nod from Lan Wenji and a fiercer, hungrier one from Song Lan, who clenched his head around Fu Xue's hilt until his knuckles shone white. Xiao Xingjin sat silent next to him, propped up on an empty casket, and only turned his head further away. With a half shrug, Wei Wuxian tucked his flute in his belt and stepped aside with a small flourish. "Very well, then, he's all yours." "You want to aim better this time," Xu Yang croaked as Dong Lan approached, drawing Fu Xue again with a slow sound of screeching metal, clearly unable to keep quiet, even when every breath was a struggle. "The heart is higher, and to the left. One could think you haven't killed many people at all, Song Daozhang. So embarrassing." Face still, but eyes narrowed to slits, Song Lan stopped and pointed Fu Xue at his neck. "Ah, good choice. We know a cutthroat works, don't we? Don't we?" His bloody teeth were bared, but Xu Yang's eyes were glassy again as Song Lan drew his arm back, and he looked past him to where his gaze had kept returning since they first returned to the coffin house, over and over to the figure in white. "Xiao Xingjin," he called out, voice strangely soft. "You won't forget about me, will you?" His eyes never wavered or closed as Fu Xue whistled through the air, nor when it stopped, quivering, just barely breaking the skin of his throat, halted by three simple words. "Zijin, wait, please."
Blooper. Mu Dao Zushi by Mo Xiang Chongshu.
In Su Zhongzhi. Su Zhongzhi. Su Zhongzhi. Zhongzhu. Zhongzhu. And Su Zhongzhi. Zhongzhi. Wei Wuxian. Wu. Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian and Lan Wenji exchanged a quick look. Jin Guangyao being involved. Wei Wuxian. So Su Zhongzhu is the ghost-faced man? And he, Jin Zhongzhu, Zhu, Zhongzhu. And he, Jin Zhongzhu, Jin Zijun, Jin Zijun, Zijun, Jin, Jin, Jin Zijun, and Jin Zi, Jin, 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 Jin. Lan Wenji sheathed his, sheathed, sheathed. She sheathed.